And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And Justin Barlett was arraigned Monday, December 15th, on a charge of possession of cocaine as a habitual third offender. As part of a plea agreement with the prosecutor, a license suspension will be dismissed. Barlett is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 9th at 10 a.m. His bond will remain in effect under the previously set conditions until that time. Millington Village President Andrew Selick has been sentenced in Tuscola County Circuit Court to 30 days in jail, with credit for one day served, and placed on 3 months probation. Selick pleaded guilty in September to operating a vehicle while intoxicated or with a high blood alcohol content, his third alcohol-related driving offense. Authorities said he was arrested on January 11th by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy after being stopped on Elevator Street near M15. Court records show Selick has two prior drunken driving convictions in Genesee County from 2001 and 2005. The sentencing follows public calls for Selick's resignation. However, under Michigan law, local council lacks the authority to remove elected officials. Removal can only occur through voluntary resignation or a voter-initiated recall petition. A former Caro firefighter has been sentenced for assaulting a resident while working an off-duty job at an assisted living facility. Andrew Ritter, 36, was ordered to serve 120 days in jail with 90 days suspended, along with 2 years of probation and about $1,200 in fines and court fees, according to Tuscola County Circuit Court records. Judge Amy Grace Gearhart ruled that Ritter will only serve 30 days behind bars if he successfully completes probation. Ritter admitted in September to third-degree vulnerable adult abuse, a high court misdemeanor. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a related assault and battery charge, and the incident occurred in November 2024 at the Caro facility, where Ritter struck a resident. He was later terminated from that job and placed on leave from his role as a paid on-call firefighter with the Caro Fire Department. And we'll be right back with your weather after this brief advertisement.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we are back with your weather coming up next after this brief PSA. This news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.
14 years in prison.